This is Dial a Saint introducing Joan of Arc. The pages of history record the names of many who changed the course of nations, but it is unusual to find among them 14-year-old girls who had no special preparation for their mission. Henry V of England had invaded France and claimed the crown of the insane French king, Charles VI. In 1422, both had died, but the English successfully pressed their invasion. Charles, called the Dauphin and yet uncrowned French king, remained with his court, convinced that the situation was hopeless. France was divided when Joan was born in the year 1426 near Lorraine, an area already torn by fighting between the rival French dukes of Burgundy and Orleans. Joan's friends were impressed by her love of prayer, the church, and its sacraments. She especially cared for the sick and those who were traveling. Her mother had taught her well in household duties, for Joan once said, "In sewing and spinning, I fear no woman." In 1426, Joan heard a supernatural voice accompanied by a blaze of light. She tried to pay no attention, but as the days passed, the number of voices and the urgency of their message increased. She came to recognize the persons of Saints Michael, Catherine, and Margaret, among others. They said that her mission was to save France. For 2 years she hesitated. Finally, she could refuse no longer when she was told to obey because it was the will of God. The commander of the king's forces in a nearby town was convinced of her mission when she foretold a serious French defeat and was sent with an army escort to see the king. She recognized him in disguise and, by telling him certain secrets known only to himself, convinced him of her mission. It was in 1429, wearing white armor, riding a black horse, and carrying a standard with the words Jesus and Mary, that she approached Orleans, then under a 7 month siege by the English. With 200 men, she passed unattacked through the English lines into the city. Days later, the newly inspired French defeated the English so thoroughly that the English generals, not wanting to fight against a mad girl, called for a retreat, thus saving the city and France. Next, she had to convince a hesitant Charles of his safety by clearing the entire Loire Valley of the enemy and requiring each town along his coronation route to Reims to declare its loyalty. Within 1 week, she fought 4 battles and completed the task. Nothing could prevent the Dauphin from being crowned Charles VII, King of France, on July the 17th, 1429, or Joan from kneeling beside her king. She asked to be released from duty because her mission was completed as the voices had promised, but her wish was not granted. Of her, it was said, quote, "In military matters, she acted as if she had been trained in the art of war for 30 years, yet in all else her manner was simple and unaffected," unquote. Her military fortune soon changed, and she was captured by the Burgundians and sold to the English for about $12,000. The verdict at her trial was death, not because of her uniting the entire French nation against the English, but because she must have used witchcraft to accomplish this. In 1431, Joan, not yet 20 years old, was burned at the stake. One witness, a secretary to the English king, said, "We are ruined. We have burned a saint." She was later declared a saint in heaven because she faced the will of God, welcomed it intelligently, and accepted it with her entire being. Let us also face each day because it is intended by the will of God. By completing what is expected of us well, we are able to return God's love to Him.